Hello and welcome to the Off Kilter Quilt. My name is Frances and I'll be your hostess. Hello and welcome to episode 36, which is being brought to you from atop of Simply Amy, Simply Frances. That is right. We're done. The quilt's on the bed. It looks fabulous and it sleeps real good too. I really noticed a difference. I think it's a little bit warmer than the quilt that my Sears factory manufactured quilt that we've had on the bed for a long time. It really looks good. I am not looking really closely at it because you know what? It's good. It's fine. It's finished. I like how it looks. No need to examine it too close up. Why? Why do it? So happy. What I want to tell you, first I want to tell you it's Saturday. It's March 26th. It's almost lunchtime. If you hear a motorized sound, I don't know if you'll be able to hear that or not. It's the man tilling me a vegetable garden out in the backyard. Very exciting. He got Mr. Eddie's tiller from next door, and that happened somewhat spontaneously because I don't think he had planned on tilling today, but this is great. It's nice. It's supposed to be raining all day, but now the rain is not supposed to come until the afternoon, which is good because I just got my order of garlic from the White Flower Farm catalog. Boy, that's a catalog where you could spend a lot of money, but they're the only catalog I could find that had spring garlic. Most garlic that you get it in the fall. You plant in the fall and then it comes up in early spring, but this has been bred so you can plant it in the spring and it comes up in the summer. So I was very excited. I got it yesterday. I thought, oh shoot, you know, I got it right before 4 days of rain, but the rain hasn't come. So this morning so far I've gone to a lacrosse game and I've planted garlic in the little garden. Now, the man is tilling the big garden. That's going to be our big vegetable garden. We've got tons of tomatoes and what else do we have? Lots of tomatoes growing under the grow light. I also now have some flowers coming up. I'm excited about the big vegetable garden, not only for all the vegetables we'll get this summer, but also we're going to fence it to keep out the rabbits. We have a lot of rabbits here. And I'm going to grow flowers around, on the outside of the fence. And it's a big space. I couldn't tell you square footage how big, but we've got a big backyard and it's a big chunk of the backyard, and I've always wanted to grow flowers, and just now I have a good sunny spot to do it. So neat, more money to spend at White Flower Farm. Now I think I'm going to order a lot of seeds because buying plants is expensive, buying seeds is cheap, takes a little longer but worth it in the long run. What to tell you, finish the quilt. I've got a couple days worth of quilt diaries to follow up on this introduction, so you will hear all about that process. I did want to tell you I am already at work on a new quilt, on the Hidden Stars quilt from the Layer Cake Jelly Roll book, and I feel like if I really felt like it, I could be done with it this weekend. I talk a lot in the quilt diaries about how I'm looking for something more challenging and how I sort of turned my nose up at the patterns on the Moda Bake Shop site, which I liked, but I just felt like, you know, mostly it just looks like cutting out strips of things and sewing them together. Turns out that the Hidden Stars pattern, pretty much just sewing strips of things and sewing them together. But I really like the fabric I'm using, the Three Sisters Park Avenue for Moda. It's very cool. You know, when you get the layer cake and you look at all the different fabrics in the line, some of them you're like, huh, don't like as much as, you know. I mean, there were a couple that I really didn't like, and I'm not crazy about, but you know what? They work together. And so I've done, I can't remember how many blocks. I guess 20. I think it's just 20 blocks. Maybe not. They're 9-inch blocks. I don't think they're 12-inch. Anyway, whatever they are, I've done them. I mean, it didn't take any time because guess what I've learned how to do? Something very basic, chain piecing. That turns out to be the easiest thing in the world, and man, does it save time! Man, that I just whizzed through that. Now today, where I'm on the making the star part, where you take the rectangle fabric and you sew squares on that you fold back, and if you've done stars, you know what I'm talking about. I've done them once before, so I've done this before, but I have 124 2 3/4-inch squares that I have to draw diagonal lines across. I'm like, that could take a while. I think that's going to be a job for sitting in front of the TV or, you know, tonight and watching a movie. That's going to take a while. Tonight we've got game night over here. Friends of Jack, three boys, coming over. And then also one of the boys has a little brother who's Will's age. We don't know. It's Noah and Jonah. And we know them a little bit from the pool, but they're very good friends with our friend Spencer, who's also coming. And Will and Jonah played some together at the pool last year and had a great time. So I invited Jonah over too. And hopefully Will and Jonah can have some fun and can play. So just so that Will doesn't feel left out or have the impulse to pester the big boys as they play Risk or some whatever they end up playing. So we're having that tonight. So I will not actually have access to my sewing area. So I may be sitting in front of the TV and drawing diagonal lines. But really, this quilt is coming together so quickly, and it's not challenging, but it's fun. And I think just that aspect of it has made it worthwhile, besides the fact that I'm enjoying the colors of the fabric and putting the blocks together and just seeing how they look once you combine all the colors has been very, very nice. But I started cutting Thursday night, and I've got everything cut and the blocks sewn together. So now I'm just working on the sashing, which will create the stars. And I did have the thought, I'm like, I don't want to quilt anything yet. I don't want to do any more quilting right now. I mean, I want to make quilt tops. So I thought, you know, you could just make the quilt top, and then you don't have to quilt it. I don't have to put the quilt together right away. Although knowing me, I will want to. But I'll have to think about what kind of quilting I'll do with it. I don't think I just want to do stippling. As much as I like stippling and how it looks, I think I'd like maybe the quilting of this can be the challenge. But it's just a hoop. But it is very neat after spending 8 or 9 months on a quilt to have a quilt come together in a weekend. And it says even in the directions. It's like, oh, if you need a fast gift, this is the quilt to do. So apparently they're not lying. If you need to make a quilt in a weekend, let me suggest Hidden Stars to you in the Layer Cake Jelly Roll Charm quilt book. What else do I have to tell you? I think that's it. Oh, I do need to thank. I need to thank people. I do need to thank people. I'm not saying no. I'm not going to thank you. Enough with the thanking. Don't want to say that at all. I do want to thank people, and I'm going to get that list up. But I have something important to tell you. So you're thinking, oh, good. Simply Amy, Simply Frances is done. I want to see it because I've had to put up with listening about it for the last 7, 8, 9 months. Where can I see it? I have finally gone back to my WordPress blog. When I originally started this podcast, I thought I was going to do it all myself. And I signed up for a WordPress blog, and it's the Off Kilter Quilt. I ended up going to Podbean because I couldn't figure out how to do the technical podcasting stuff by myself. Maybe I could have if I'd spent 4 or 5 years on it. So anyway, so I still had the site name, and so I finally sat down yesterday and figured it out. Anyway, I've got the pictures posted. I don't know if I'll use this blog maybe a little more frequently to post pictures of things, but you can just go, you can either go to my regular Podbean site, which is http://offkilterquilt.podbean.com, and the link is there to my other site, and I'm not even sure what the address is. I think it's www.theoffkilterquilt.wordpress.com. So that's how you get there. And that's where I'm going to start posting pictures because on the Podbean site, it's just a pain. I don't know why it doesn't work, but it doesn't. So let me thank Jane, otherwise known as Mom, and Laura. Let's see. Rhonda, who wanted to know if I was doing my binding on Simply Amy, Simply Frances by hand. Yeah, I mean, I did the first part by machine and then folded it over and did the second part by hand, which I actually enjoy. I do like hand sewing, so I like that. And I'm thinking about doing shams for my bed. And I thought, you know, that might be a fun hand quilting project. I'm not quite there yet. Got a nice comment from Noni and from Leah, from Kelly V. Another note from Noni. I got a note from Emily. She is working on a lap quilt that she is hand quilting. Wants to know, am I crazy? No, I don't think so. I mean, that's the other thing I should tell you about this Hidden Stars quilt. When I was thinking, man, I just don't really want to machine quilt a quilt right now, it did occur to me I might hand quilt it. It's the dimensions are, you know, I don't know, say 56 by 56. I don't think that's quite right. And in fact, it's a rectangular, so that would be quite wrong. But, you know, it's a lap quilt. I think kind of lavish. Anyway, so I'm thinking about hand quilting. That would be fun. And I'm still having some problems with my elbows, so I'm not knitting. And it might be, and doing the binding did not bother my elbow. So that would be another thing, another argument for hand quilting this quilt. One, because I'm just tired of machine quilting right now. I just did such a huge machine quilting job. But two, I like when I'm sitting and watching TV, having something to do. I'm not. I've always been that way. When I was a kid, I always drew, and then for so long I've knit. I'm working on some things to work on my elbow. Besides doing some exercises, I've started doing yoga, and I think I'm. Oh, and I'm getting a massage next week. That physical therapy massage. Woo! Nice comment from Cindy. And Cindy, I owe you, I think, an interview. If that's the right Cindy. I'm not sure. Anyway, I'll get back to you. So thank you, everyone, for your comments and taking the time. Thanks to everyone who has gone over to iTunes to leave a comment. And I am proud to say I actually am getting caught up on my comments on iTunes. There are a bunch of new podcasts that I'm really enjoying. And I've just the other day, I thought, you know, I need to go to iTunes and comment and say I really enjoyed this podcast. So I'm in the process of doing that. And I will try to get caught up with everyone who's got a new podcast. I am enjoying them all. All right, I'm going to finish this up again. Got a couple days worth of quilt diaries to come. I think that's everything I have to tell you. I will be back next week, perhaps with the picture of a hidden star. Still trying to figure out what I'm going to do on top of that. And the decision is going to have to be made sooner rather than later. Still have those beautiful batik fabrics to work with. One thing, you know, my mom brought this up when I talked to her the other night. She said, you know, the thing about, because we were talking about dye catchers and the dye, Simply Amy, Simply Frances washed beautifully. I still use 3 dye catching strips in there just in case, but it was fine. But you know, batiks, I think they do bleed even when they're high quality. So I have to think about that. If you have any batik washing experience, let me know. I'll share it with everyone because I really have no idea about that. And it does make me a little nervous about doing a whole quilt with batiks, but you know, on the other hand, I'm going to do a quilt with these batiks, so it's just thinking about the problem beforehand. Anyway, on with the show. One more thing, though. Thank you for all your support during the making of Simply Amy, Simply Frances. I really appreciate all the kind words and just the supportive comments. You guys are great. I feel like we have just such a nice community here. I'm really pleased to be a part of it. So, talk to you soon. Before we get into the quilt diary, I just listened to it, the first diary, day one, very rambly. Don't just sit down. I can't imagine that you ever just sit down and think, I'm just going to sit quietly in my chair and listen to Frances. I'm assuming you're driving or quilting or working in the kitchen or doing something. I would do something that really takes some attention. That for the first quilt diary is very rambly, and sometimes I do this with podcasts where I just like having a voice chatting in the room with me. I may not be paying 100% attention. That's the kind of listening you need to do today. In day two, I make a reference to Noni's Quilting Dreams that I just listened to her podcast, and she's talking about wanting to do more modern quilts and being pulled toward more traditional because of the classes she's taking. And I say something that's very unclear. What I meant to say was that I find myself almost in the opposite direction, that I keep wanting to do some more traditional stuff to learn, but keep getting pulled more in a modern direction. Now, you know, I really love modern quilts, so it's not that I'm being pulled against my will. And I think right now, because I'm working with pre-cut fabrics, I'm a little bit limited in what I can do traditionally. So I just want to say that there are a number of places in the quilt diaries where I say things and it's really not clear what I'm talking about. You might be able to make the connections, but if not, believe me, it is me, not you. So I just want to say that, clear a few things up. Okay, on with the diaries. Quilt diary day one. It's Wednesday, March 23rd. And it's about 7 at night. Jack is upstairs studying, and the man and Will are at lacrosse practice. I have just come around the final bend on the binding of Simply Amy, Simply Frances. That's how close we are. I'm going to finish it tonight, the binding, and then tomorrow I'm going to the laundromat. The laundromat right next to our grocery store, as it turns out, does have big machines and is very nice. It's a really nice laundromat, but the machines cost, for the big ones, are like $5.25 for a load. That seems so much. Is that what laundromats cost these days, or is it just sort of nice laundromats cost that much? I don't know. It was very nice. It was a really pretty and clean laundromat and humongous. But that seemed like a lot to me. I mean, I don't care because I'm just doing a quilt. You know, I don't have to go there every week with all my laundry and spend $20 to get it all done. But, you know, still, that seemed high to me. I ran a test this afternoon with some of my popsicle scraps. I put them in the bathroom sink. I actually put them in with some white scraps, and I filled up the sink with hot water. It's really hard if you've got a white sink and you put in pink fabric into that sink, like popsicle pink, really pink fabric, into the water. The sink automatically looks pink. So I kept pulling out the popsicle, and it didn't seem to bleed any. Again, it was a little hard. And then when I got back, I did that, and I went and picked up Will from school. And then when I got back, of course, the sink had drained, although I had pulled the plug up. Doesn't matter. All our sinks drain. You can't keep a sink full of water in this house. But it seemed fine. But I have to say, when I got back, I was a little bit like, I can't tell if the water's pink or not. The white fabric was not. I think tonight I'm going to run another test. I don't, by the way, plan to wash the quilt in hot water. But I figure if the popsicle fabric does not run in hot water, then of course it won't. Cold water is not a non-issue. I think after I finish recording this, I'm going to go get a bowl and fill it with hot water and try the experiment again. But I feel pretty good, and I'm just going to, I got the dye catchers. I got Shout or Cheer, whichever one my mom told me to get, I got. And I'm going to use several of those just to be on the safe side. And I think that's what Susan, the history quilter, used as well. Whatever Mom and Susan told me to do, I'm doing it. And so I'm excited. I think I will probably wash it there and bring it home to dry. I think that my dryer is big enough for it. You know, my dryer does not have a huge pole in the middle the way that a washing machine does. Not a pole, but you know, the thing in the middle, whatever that's called. Washer doesn't have one, so I think I can dry it at home. My plan, take the quilt to the laundromat, put it in, wash it. Hopefully we'll remember to bring some detergent. And then do my grocery shopping, and then come in. We'll forget the quilt, and we'll have to drive back and get it. I'm assuming no one's going to steal it. In fact, it was funny. When I went in, I was on my way to the library. I thought, I'm going to go stop by this laundromat and see if they have what I need. And there were like this row of bigger washing machines, and each one, and they had the front loaders. So you could look through and see what was in, and each one had some sort of bedspread in it. Like all these abandoned bedspreads. I have to say, too, I was expecting bigger washing machines. People say, oh, they have these oversized washing machines at the laundromat. I mean, I think I was expecting like one the size of a room. These are just slightly bigger, but definitely big enough. So I'm excited. I'm excited to be there. And I'm already, let's see. So I've told you one project I've decided on, which I may, because it's just 7, and I think I'm going to finish the binding, you know, by 8, sooner probably, and I might start cutting for the quilt I was telling you about. I'm sitting on my porch. If you hear noise, that's the wind that's blowing in a storm. We've had this amazing weather. I mean, amazing in some ways not amazing. Okay, I'm walking and talking, because I think the book is in the other room. Anyway, it's been like 80 degrees, which is really way too hot for March, and I don't know what that's all about, except, well, you know, global warming. Although my friend Liz at book club last night, she said, well, Frances, you know, this isn't the first time in North Carolina it's been 80 degrees in March. And she said, I just keep telling myself, and that's true enough. But anyway, it's been beautiful, and I've been out in the garden, and everyone's been out in the garden. And in fact, I went over to my friend Sarah's house yesterday to pick up Will. And she's got like her basil and her tomatoes out. I'm like, honey, are you sure you want to do that? She's from Michigan, so this is all like, wow, summer's here. I'm like, It's not. And in fact, next week it's going to be rainy and it's going to get, the lows are going to be in the high 30s. And so I'm like, I'm concerned Sarah may have jumped the gun on that. But maybe not. Hopefully it won't freeze. Hopefully it won't be freeze. Anyway, but there's a storm. The winds, back to the winds. The winds are blowing in the storm that is the herald of a cold front that's coming through town. And it's going to bring some rain. And, well, I think we have a rainy weekend. And the only thing I don't like about a rainy weekend is we go to church over at Duke Chapel. So you have to, like, park in this parking garage. And then you have to walk a little bit. It's a little bit of a hike to the chapel, which is really a Gothic cathedral. And on beautiful spring days, it's quite lovely. On rainy days, you're like, might not go to church today, but I've got a meeting after church, so I have to go. Anyway, back to quilting. Yes, but I'm back on the porch, so you'll hear the wind again, and you'll hear creaking trees, always a little nervous-making. So tonight, I have this dream that I might, after I finish my binding and do the hoochie-coochie woohoo dance, that I might start cutting out my quilt, my next quilt, Hidden Stars, which is in the Layer Cake Jelly Roll and Charm Quilts book by Pam and Nikki Lintop. I'm also thinking, I also have that beautiful, beautiful jelly roll that my sister-in-law and brother, supposedly, my brother-in-law helped fund the boutique, the Peppermint Boutique jelly roll, which is beautiful. Okay, let me tell you what my original idea was. I'm like, what am I going to do with this? First of all, I want to make a small quilt. I don't want to make a really big quilt right now. And my great idea, and it was a very cool idea, I believe in this idea, but it won't work, was to do a quilt, a small quilt made up of a series of traditional quilt blocks. And that would be good for me as a sort of a way to learn. But also, I liked the idea of the traditional quilt blocks made with a non-traditional fabric. I'm sure it's been done, but I like that idea. Here's the problem. I've got books that have traditional quilt blocks, the patterns. And in fact, I have a book that I got used last year. It's like the sampler quilt block book. And it's got, I don't know, I think 9 blocks, maybe more. But, Drunkard's Path, all Flying Geese, all your favorites are in there. So I sat down with it, and the problem is, guess what, when they were first making these traditional quilt blocks, they didn't have jelly rolls. And so there's so much involved that does not actually involve 2.5-inch strips of fabric. I'm like, and the Batik Peppermint colorway really straddles a pretty wide range of colors. And I thought, it would be such a headache to sort of refigure these blocks, refigure the measurements, which is not my strong suit to begin with. And then, of course, would need other fabrics and all the matching. I'm like, you know what? Go back to your book. Or go back online to the Moda Bake Shop site and look up jelly roll patterns, and maybe you'll see something. And I saw some cute ones, but again, as I think I said last time, I want a little bit of a challenge. And a lot of the jelly roll and layer cake patterns that they have, to be honest, are not very challenging. There's a lot of great patterns. I have to say, I'm cool with white again. I think I just needed to walk away from white for a while. But when I was looking at the jelly roll patterns, I saw a lot that I like. I don't really want to make a quilt right now with a huge amount of white, having just spent the last 9 months doing that. But nonetheless, I feel closer to white than I was feeling a week ago. So, all this to say, saw quilts that I liked very much on the Moda Bake Shop site, but none that I felt like, wow, that would be somewhat of a challenge. So I was looking, so I decided, and as you'll recall, smaller quilt, there is a quilt that is also in the Layer Cake Jelly Roll and Charm Quilts book called Jelly Roll Hidden Wells. And all it takes is one jelly roll, and then you have to get some accent colors. And it looks a little bit complicated, and I will have the accent colors. That will take some doing, figuring out exactly what will be right, because as I said, we're working with it is a colorway though, so I should be able to take a sampling of the fabric in and be able to pick out the accent colors. And I think you actually just have to pick out two accent colors. It's, if you have the book, it's on page 110. It is a 58-inch by 58-inch quilt. And I don't even know how to describe it. Because, you know, Jelly Roll Hidden Wells doesn't really describe... Well, unless you know, it's actually... Look, let me read to you. Back in 1989, Mary Ellen Hopkins, a lady well ahead of her time, created a wonderful pattern called Hidden Wells. With Mary Ellen's permission, we have adapted the pattern to use with a jelly roll. It does require a degree of concentration, but it is well worth the extra effort. We hope you agree that the quilt design is stunning and looks amazingly complex. It does look complex. I couldn't describe it to you, really. I don't have the vocabulary to tell you what it is. I think that if you were a more experienced quilter, you would go, oh, well, that's so-and-so. I'll just have to make it and show it to you. It looks a little bit complex, but it also looks beautiful, and I think it would be beautiful with this fabric. So I'm going to start with the Hidden Stars quilt, but maybe mess around a little bit with the other quilt, especially since the other quilt does look more complicated. It might be a good quilt to work on in little bits and pieces and not get too frustrated. My mom is doing the Damask Rose quilt. Did you say Damask or Damask? No, it's got to be Damask, doesn't it? Damask. Rose quilt in this book. She has the book too. I have to say, my mom has done, to my knowledge, two quilts from this book. Or she's done one. The one on the cover, which is the Jitterbug, which I love. She did this for my nephew, Devin. And now she's talking about doing the Damask Rose. I gave her a jelly roll for Christmas, and that's what she's going to use, she thinks. Interestingly enough, the two quilts that she's set her sights on are my favorite quilts. My favorite quilts in the book. And the quilt size of Damask Rose, it's not a huge quilt. It's 50 by 62. And I was looking at it, trying to think, why did I decide not to do this? It says, what you need, one jelly roll and four coordinating fat quarters for sashing strips. I don't know. I could do this, couldn't I, Mom? Well, maybe I will. Because I was trying, when my mom emailed me and said she was doing that, I thought, well, you know, why am I not doing the Damask Rose quilt? Because I love that quilt. And maybe I thought it wouldn't work with the fabrics I have as well, and that may be it. It's very floral, but I would not use the floral patterns they show, the floral fabrics, because it would be very close to my Girly Girl reading quilt, which is a really floral quilt too. So it may be that. It may be just I felt a little bit like I didn't, that neither of what the fabrics I have, the Three Sisters Park Avenue layer cake or my Batik jelly roll, quite worked with this pattern. Except, you know what, looking at the pattern, I wish you could look at it with me too. If you have the book, please go get it and open it and look to page 48. I mean, the fact is the pattern itself doesn't cry out rose fabric or floral fabric. You could do it with anything. I'll have to think about it. I might do it because I really do like it. It's the Damask Rose quilt is probably my favorite, but I think it is probably my favorite because I love the floral colors. But it's also got, it's got a lot going on. I'm going to think about that. But I know for sure I'm doing Hidden Stars. I didn't get to Thimble Pleasures on Saturday like I said I would. I did go to the thrift shop, and I was to everything but Granny's panties. And I was excited. I did not find a dress for Betty. I found her nightgown. So I took off her evening gown that she's been wearing and put on this nightgown. And so she looks like she's finally getting a chance to relax after a very long party that lasted since October. So I got her a nightgown. But what was really, and it was a fun, it's a neat place. It's not a great thrift shop for vintage clothes, it turns out. But it has all kinds of other stuff, and they had their, what they call their backyard open. It's just an old house that they've turned into the store, and the backyard had gardening stuff. And I'm going to do some container gardening. Can't remember if I've talked about this or not, but I am. We're doing vegetable gardening as well, but I'm going to do flowers and containers. And containers are really expensive. They had all these great containers, and they were like $4 and $5. So I came home with a boatload of containers for my flowers. So I'm very excited about that. But so I did that, got home, had lunch, did something else, probably did some cleaning. I can't remember what else I did. But just enough where about 3 o'clock, when I was thinking, hey, I'm going to go over to Thimble Pleasures, I'm too tired. Because I gave the reading the night before. So I was too tired. And I knew I wouldn't have fun, and I would, you know, and so I want to have fun. So I believe I'm going to go to Thimble Pleasures tomorrow and pick out the star fabric, the sort of a light and lightly printed fabric, if not a solid fabric. I'd like to find a very light print fabric to make the actual stars of the Hidden Star quilt. I'm going to do that tomorrow. I need to get my thread tomorrow, and I think that's it. But the other thing I wanted to tell you about Thimble Pleasures, so they sent out their April newsletter, and I was reading, and they had a list of new classes, and I looked on the calendar. Well, in May, there is Quilt School 2 at 10 o'clock from 10 to 1. The only problem is it starts at the end of May, May 26th, which is not a problem. But then the next but my kids are out June, out of school, like May 31st or June 1st. They get out really early. They start early. So there would be three of the classes where I would need a babysitter. It is possible that the man could, say, go into work at noon, and then Jack could just babysit Will, and they'd just for an hour till I got home. That's a possibility. It's possible that maybe some of those days, it's just, you know, one day a week, Thursday, that Will could go to a friend. So I'm going to talk to the man tonight. And if he could commit to at least two Thursdays where he was going in a little bit later, which he probably would, then I think I want to sign up. And I love the quilt. I'll try to link to it if I can think to remember the quilt that they're making. And there's triangles, which one of the things I was thinking about as I've been thinking about what quilt I want to do next. So, like, the second quilt I made had all kinds of triangles, and none of them matched up. I mean, they weren't good, but I didn't think anything of it. And then when I took Quilt School 1 with Karen, she's an amazing quilter, but her whole thing is she's like, I don't do triangles. And I didn't investigate this with her, like, why not? Did you have a traumatic experience with triangles at some point in your life? But all of a sudden I thought, wow, are triangles hard? I mean, because I did all these triangles in this quilt. I should take a picture of this quilt and put it online for you to see it. You know, just so you have a frame of reference or whatever. But it's kind of put me off a little bit about triangles, because I just, again, didn't think they were hard when I did them. They didn't always match up or do what they were supposed to do, but I figured it was just me and it wasn't a big deal. Well, this quilt, and for Quilt School 2, does have triangles, and I'd like to know more about triangles. I'd like to be able to do triangles. There's all kind of quilt patterns I've seen with triangles. I'd like some triangle experience, or some more triangle experience, a little triangle advice. So, I'm excited. I mean, as soon as I saw that, I'm like, oh, great, yes, thank you. Let's do this when my children are out of school, and it's going to become a huge pain for me to get over there. One way or the other. It's all about me. It's all about my needs and my wants. But I do think we might be able to make this work out, and I will be very excited if we can. And I do like the quilt, which I'll try to link to. That's everything I think I wanted to tell you for today. Once I get Simply Frances washed and dry, I will definitely be putting it on the bed and taking a picture. And then my next problem, not problem, but what is pillows. I don't have pillow shams. I don't really want to make pillow shams right now. The pillow shams that I do have on, you know, so we just have regular pillows and then pillows with shams for decoration that we throw off at night. I haven't decided what to do. Might just get some more regular pillows and put white pillowcases on them and call it a day, or sometime later, who knows, maybe I'll make pillowcases that match the quilt. I just don't want to do that now. I want newness. As you know, as I've repeated ad nauseum the last three episodes. All right, that's it for now. I'll be back soon. Quilt Diary Day 2. Oh, good. Travis the dog has just joined me and has found crumbs on the couch. They're not mine, believe me. Well, at 1:03 p.m. this afternoon, Thursday, March 24th, Simply Amy, Simply Frances was put on my bed, where it will remain for a long time to come. Yes, we are done. We are all the way done. We are went to the laundromat done. We are brought it home and put it in the dryer, and it puffed up so very nicely the way I like. At the laundromat, I put in like three die catchers in with the quilt. This is after having left the popsicle fabric and the blue fabric overnight in a bowl, which started out with hot water. Obviously cooled off as time went on, but no bleeding, no nothing, and still I was taking no chances whatsoever, and quilt came out, no bleeding at all. Brought it home, put it in to the dryer, and an hour later, voila, there it was. I should tell you, even like 10 minutes before I went to the laundromat, I was still like, I don't have to do this. I don't have to wash the quilt. It'll be fine. It's probably pretty clean right now anyway. And I thought, you know, if you don't wash it, you can't dry it and get that neat texture that you get with the quilt after you've dried it. So I took a chance and won. Put it on the bed. I have to tell you the funniest thing. I put it on the bed, step back. The first thing I see, one of those little squares, tiny little squares in the middle of a block. I thought I had gotten them all taken out. There were only 9. And I had sat there one night watching a movie with a man and picking out all the threads of the little tiny 1-inch squares. Missed one. It's the first thing I saw when I put the quilt on the bed. And you know what? I'm leaving it there. Sooner or later, maybe the next time I wash the quilt, I'll take it out. Because at this point, if I take it out, the indentions will still be there from the stitches. You'll still see it. No one else will notice. I was talking with my mom tonight. She's like, no one will ever notice. And it's true. No one ever will. It does. I've taken pictures, and it certainly doesn't show up in the pictures. But I think you'd have to be looking for it. It's a busy quilt. So I'm done. I'm done. We're done talking Simply Amy, Simply Frances. It's all over. I feel kind of lost and bereft, except that I went to Thimble Pleasures and bought more fabric and have been busy cutting out fabric for a new quilt, for the Hidden Stars quilt that I'm working on. That these are famous last words. It shouldn't take very long. It shouldn't if I work on it. What a delight. I think I mentioned in the last episode or so that I did go out and buy new blades for my rotary cutter. Just decided to do that for the loveliness of a fresh new blade, and I had a Joann's coupon for 40% off. So I went and did that. And so tonight, cutting this fabric with fresh new blades. Oh, lovely, lovely. And cutting out different, you know, actually having to measure, because, you know, Simply Amy, Simply Frances, it's off kilter and wonky, so I could be pretty free and easy with the cutting, and it's kind of nice just to do something very, very differently. I was listening to Noni's latest episode over at Noni's Quilting Dreams. I thought this was interesting because she said she keeps wanting to do more modern quilts, but sounds like she's taking classes with people and who are teaching more traditional styles, so she can't get herself away from that. And I feel like I'm trying to get a little bit more toward that, just really mostly to do something different and also to learn and to have to acquire some more skills. Simply Amy, Simply Frances was a very fun quilt. Visually, I really like it a lot. I'm very pleased with it. But it was a lot of work, but it was not hard. So I want to move up a little bit and gain some more skills and try some more challenging things. That is the story. I think that's the story of this quilt. I think I had earlier, I was thinking of funnier things to tell you. Oh, I know what I wanted to tell you, though. So when I went to Thimble Pleasures, I went there for the sole purpose of getting this fabric for the star part of the Hidden Star quilt. And as I think I mentioned yesterday, I wanted a sort of neutral fabric, maybe with a light print. Pretty sure I didn't want a solid, but maybe only a solid would do. So I brought 5 pieces of the fabric from the layer cake and trying to represent all the different colorways in those fabrics. And just started walking around the store and mostly looking more neutral. So it wasn't like looking in the oranges or, you know, anything that I was pretty sure wouldn't work. I like to take chances sometimes, but I really felt like I wasn't going to find purple fabric that was just going to make me go, oh, purple, of course. So looking in more neutrals. And I found a few things that I liked and felt like, oh, you know, they would work. They would work perfectly. Sort of cream with, I don't know if you would call the pattern, you know, like just sprigs, little sprigs in a lighter cream. And very nice, not exciting, but that's okay. I wasn't looking for exciting. I was looking for something that was going to work with the quilt. And I sort of stepped back and thought, you know, I like these, they'll work, but I think there's going to be something that's exactly right. And I'm just going to keep walking around the store and looking in, you know, in the colors that seem about right, you know, these sort of neutrals and creams and what have you, and browns, and see what I find. And sure enough, there on the very back wall of the store, there were these really pretty fabrics, and there were about five in a row, the same, and they had the little sprig pattern, just a very simple light pattern, and they ranged. The colors were sort of a very like a tan and a cream, and then a silver, and maybe I don't know, just something else really neutrally. And you know, I held up my fabrics, and I just saw it, and it was sort of this one. The fabric is that I ended up getting is called. It's a Robert Kaufman fabric, and it's called Fusion. It's a screen printed. It's made in Japan. Again, just a very light, almost gold. You know, not quite. It's subtler than that. But it just as soon as I held it up I pulled out the bolt, I took each of the squares, fabric squares that I had brought, and laid them across the bolt, and they all worked, and it was very nice, and it just kind of hummed. You know, everything just kind of hummed. So if you looked at the fabric of itself, I mean, it's pretty, it's an attractive fabric, but it wouldn't, you know, you wouldn't dance up and down and say, oh, I have to have a yard of this. But I just knew it when I saw it. I was like, this is it. And I looked at the silver. I looked at the other ones just to, you know, make sure that I really had that humming feeling about the one I got. And I did. It hummed. And what I felt good about is that I trusted myself. I really felt like, you know, you're going to find it. You're going to know it. It was a busy day at the store. So a lot of times if you're standing there looking around, you know, so someone who works at the store will come and say, you know, would you like help? You want me to try to help you find something? And today, and at first I was really wishing that someone would come do that. So they, you know, so I really needed some help. But no one was coming. I realized the cavalry was not coming to save me with a great fabric choice. And that's when I decided I can do this. I'm going to find the right fabric for what I'm looking for. So when I got home, well, I did all kinds of stuff when I got home, but when I finally got to be able to play, I sat down with the pattern and wrote down just the first couple of cutting directions that I needed. So I'm cutting out, well, I'm not going to go into all of that, but it's helpful for me to look at the pattern, read it, and then take notes because it just helps me break things down. So I did that, and then I took out my layer cake, and I separated it into five piles of sort of color families. And now I am cutting, and I'm having a great time. It feels really fun. I had a nice talk with my mom because I emailed her the pictures, and she called me right away and was very complimentary and nice about it. So that's where I am. As I said, it's Thursday. I think it's what time is it? It's 9. So tomorrow I will come back around to the front and record the opening segment of our show. But for now, I will leave you by saying I hope you have a great weekend and get lots of great quilting work done. I'm excited. We're having a cold, wet, rainy weekend. I'm like, great. And I'm just working. I'm just going to town. Don't let me forget, I need to clean my sewing machine and change the needle. Don't let me forget that. And I'm going to try something I've not done before, which is a very simple thing, and I've seen it done, chain piecing. That's going to be my new little thing because I have lots of little squares that need to be sewn. And I've never done chain piecing, seen it demonstrated. I'm going to do it. That's going to be my new little tiny skill that I pick up. But before I even start sewing, cleaning the machine because I'm just that kind of person. I take care of my things. Have a great weekend. I'll see you next week. Bye.